Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, President Trump moves to nominate Heidi Overton, Deputy Director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, as FDA Commissioner. Ron Lantin argues that pharmaceutical pricing and trade policy have become inseparable as 17 Most Favored Nation agreements and a 100% tariff on patented drugs reshape corporate strategy. And Mohd Haque examines why so few pharma companies have scaled AI pilots into the $60 billion to $110 billion in annual economic value the technology could unlock across the drug lifecycle. President Trump moves to nominate Heidi Overton, Deputy Director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, as FDA Commissioner. Roughly 3 months after Dr. Marty Makary resigns from the post in May 2026 amid tensions with White House officials. Overton, who holds a medical degree from the University of New Mexico and completed general surgery training at Johns Hopkins, secured the nod after acting FDA Chief Kyle Diamantis repeatedly declined the permanent role Ron Lantin, senior partner and global strategist, at Lantin Lantin and Sosa Law PLLC argues that drug pricing and trade policy have become inseparable. As 17 Most Favored Nation agreements between the White House and major manufacturers collide with an April 2026 Section 232 tariff of 100% on patented pharmaceuticals, imposed after the Supreme Court rules in February that the president lacks tariff authority under IEEPA. Lantin points to the US-UK arrangement, which pairs a 25% net NHS price increase for new medicines with tariff protections, as a model for how launch sequencing, manufacturing footprint, and international pricing now carry cascading effects on US reimbursement and valuation. And he urges pharma leaders to map enterprise-wide exposure rather than treat pricing and trade as siloed decisions. Finally, Mohd Haque examines why so few pharmaceutical companies translate promising AI pilots into enterprise-wide revenue-generating deployment, even as the technology could generate $60 billion to $110 billion in annual economic value across the industry. Haque points to Boston Consulting Group data, showing AI-first biopharma companies report a 5% to 15% revenue uplift, and contends that the gap between leaders and laggards comes down to organizational infrastructure, not innovation capacity. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.